How to make your brain your ally to reach your goals. Success depends above all on your state of mind. I often say that success is in the mind. It's in the head. This expression really makes people laugh, but we know it's true. So what's stopping us from moving forward? Why don't we get the result we want? Why do we procrastinate? This is our mindset. It's not a question of know-how, because 99% of the time, we know very well what we should do. Stop doing tasks outside of our zone of genius. Call this potential client. Let go of that client that doesn't fit our ideal client. We know intellectually what we should do, but we don't do it. You may or may not know this, but I'm an NLP, neuro-linguistic programming coach, and I'm fascinated by human behavior. What makes one person take action and another not? Why do two people with equal skills don't achieve the same level of success? The study of understanding of human behavior helps me guide my clients, because you can have the best business strategy, but if your mindset is not aligned with your goal, the strategy is worthless. You'll sabotage yourself, you'll procrastinate. So I spoke with Annick Laprat, a passionate neuroscientist and human potential expert, to explain how to use our brain as an ally to reach our goals. So here's my Q&A with her. So first, I asked her, we think we have one brain, but we actually have four. Can you explain that? Annick replied, indeed, we have only one skull, but four brains. Studies have shown us that in order to be successful, we have to use all of our four brain. First, the left brain. This is the brain of rationality, of analysis, the brain of numbers, of logic, of brain of memory, of practical. People who are very left brain will plan grids, charts, checklists, and so on. Two, second brain. The right brain. This is the brain of emotion, of dreams. Many great leaders are right brain because they have a vision, sometimes a big vision of what they want to create. Very right brain people will read nonverbal cues and feel beyond what the other person will say, kind of by intuition. There's a lack of alignment between words and emotion, and they'll feel it. Third brain, cerebrum. This is the brain of action, of impulses, positive and negative. People whose dominance is cerebellum take action very quickly. They have already taken action when an idea comes into their head. Do you recognize yourself here? Fourth brain, the midbrain. This is the brain of pleasure, our inner child, who loves to laugh. Midbrain people are the ones who bring muffins to the office, who bring you out of your comfort zone, who bring happiness to the people around them. It is the one who loves to organize happy hours. Those who solicited the four different parts of their brain without using the midbrain are not successful because they don't have pleasure. They don't have fun. They reach burnout before they reach pleasure. They will fall into hyper-performance. Second question I asked her. According to your research in neuroscience, what is the recipe for success? Her answer? It's using all four brains and having more fun. We all use all of our brains, but there is one predominant and one secondary. The ideal is to have people on our team whose strength is our blind spot, is our part to develop. For example, if you're very right brain and cerebral, make sure you have someone on your team who's more left brain and midbrain so you can better plan your projects and have fun while working to develop all four parts of your brain as a team. So here are three ingredients necessary for our brain to become our ally to reach our goals. First, to have a vision of the project or the business project or the projects that we want to do as a vision, to make the vision and make it possible. Two, having a detailed plan to achieve your goals in a fun way. Three, take action with pleasure. Third question I asked her is, in your training program, you present questions to develop our forebrain. Can you share with us? And she replied, absolutely. Before starting a project or a business idea, ask yourself these four questions in order to optimize its success and to obtain better result. And always with pleasure, obviously. First question, what's the vision of my realized scenario? Right brain, creativity. Second question, what's my plan to achieve my goal? Left brain, plan. Third question to ask yourself, what will I do to make it pleasant, enjoyable, comfortable? And fourth, what do I start with and when? I ask myself these questions before starting any projects, and I can assure you that it changed everything. I'm very right brain and action driven. And since it takes the time to ask myself these questions, my projects are better planned. I have more fun to accomplish these projects. So go ahead, test for yourself. It's always a pleasure to read your comments. You can always reach me on my website, or you can find me on social media, LinkedIn, Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram.